and ennobled. Knights, chivalry, the lady and the gentleman virtues, and now rising to greatness, is your only winning move against parasites. When you choose religion, a life that is part fantasy that calms you, 2 generations down the road, your family becomes prey for liars. And the hard and unforgiving truth is that that apple does spoil the bunch. Exposed, without greatness, without wisdom, without that hard-earned comprehension, your grandkids begin tolerating fake education for good grades. And 2 generations after that, the liars will manufacture workers and soldiers out of those who would have otherwise been the brightest. Meanwhile, the parasites will lift themselves up so high that they will deny love exists and make it a crime to say that they pass excrement. They will tolerate mass rapes and burnings to acquire more land and make feeling and thinking itself a crime punishable by death. Knight's chivalry and the lady and gentleman virtues, moving away from religion, are preventative measures that make manipulation stand out. What you think is fighting in a war begins with you destroying the enemy's undesirables, those who want peace. A war cannot be won, and it is never the same. It's always different. The only thing that is the same is that it's always for profit. By becoming ennobled by your deeds, by growing all the way up until you become a great being, you gain the simple and primitive ability to see into the minds of the parasites. Similar to how mothers can see when they are being lied to by their own children. The gentle and gentleman means an ennobled. The words lady and the gentleman mark those who are ennobled by a lifetime of deeds, who have grown in wisdom and understood that in a compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. Rise and rise again until the sheep become lions. May you play no part in plunging the world into another 1,000 years of darkness.